Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The 2017 Woodstock Film Festival begins tomorrow and will feature documentary and narrative films, panels, and parties in the Hudson Valley through the 15th. The new musical film, Stuck, directed by Michael Barry, will screen at the Woodstock Playhouse tomorrow at 7 p.m. and at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck on the 14th at 9:30 p.m. In Stuck, six strangers trapped together on a stalled New York City subway car confront their assumptions of one another under the scrutinizing eye of Lloyd, a mysterious homeless man played by Giancarlo Esposito.
Give or take 100,000, there's about 5 million people on an average day that ride the MTA. That's about quadruple the entire population of the island of Manhattan that take it every day. Think of all those things that you are and have been. Everyone has a story like yours within them.
Esposito is likely best known for his roles in Spike Lee films such as Do the Right Thing, School Days, and Mo Better Blues. Other notable films include Fresh, The Usual Suspects, and King of New York. He plays Gustavo Gus Fring on Breaking Bad and its spinoff, Better Call Saul, and he joins us now. Giancarlo Esposito, welcome to the Roundtable.
Happy to be here.
I am just wild about you and your work, and I cannot keep up with everything you're doing. How do you select the projects you'll spend your time on, and how do you keep all of your characters straight?
Well, you know, I take them one at a time. I love what I do, and it takes quite a bit of attention to create a character from the writer's inception and what they envision the character to be to make it my own. So I just do one thing at a time. Sometimes I'm working on two projects at one time, and when that happens, I have to be extra careful and even more diligent in regard to how I keep things straight in my head. But one of the things that I do is I don't go see movies or watch any television when I'm working on a project or creating a character, as I really want to have everything I do be as original as I can have it be.
Do you miss watching things when you make that choice, or is it just part of the process for you?
It's part of the process for me. You know, years ago, I was working on a film, and I went to see Robin Williams' performance in The Fisher King. And it was a really beautiful, nuanced performance, and it was the first time I really realized, wow, this guy is not only funny, but has a very deep dramatic quality about him, and should be doing more dramatic roles because his excellence in that was really, you could really just feel it and taste it. And I was inside of that character and I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I had to go back and finish the film I was working on. And it took me about 24 hours to get his performance out of my head. So I decided at that moment in time that it wasn't a good idea for me to see other people's work because I might be impressed to the point where I might try to do something that would mimic what they were doing or be somehow imprinted by a performance that I would not want that to happen. Because I try to look for everything inside of me that would create a character and try to be as organic as possible in that creation.
You began performing when you were quite young. How did you decide or how did you feel out or how did you know that you wanted to continue to pursue it throughout your life?
I started performing when I was very young because my mother and father were getting a divorce. My mother was an opera singer, so she had been in the creative arts for a period of time. She came out of Caramu House in Cleveland, Ohio, and had an operatic training, but also had done some plays back then. Really, it was through my observance of her from the wings of the theater and all the dancers that she danced with. She started as a dancer and then became a soprano, a singer. It was from those moments that I realized there was magic in the world of the theater. And so at this hard moment in our family's history, when my mom and dad were divorcing, I decided that I'd like to try performing because it would also help put bread and butter on the table. And I found that I really loved it from a very young age. I loved the magic of it. I loved the performance of it in front of a live audience. There was nothing like it to me. If you could capture people's attention and move them from one place to another through the work that you did, it seemed to me that was a great way to get people to think about their lives and to think about the future of our world in a certain way, depending upon the material of the play or the musical.
After being on stage for many years, you, of course, are often now a screen actor. Was there a difficult transition in learning how to perform for the camera?
I've done 13 Broadway musicals, and when you're doing the Broadway theater, you're trying to really reach the person in the last row as well as the person in the first row. So you have to find a way to modulate your performance so that it is you have the ability to reach the whole room. And that's not the case in film. When I made that transition, I was very careful to not overact, and it's very difficult not to when you're a stage actor. It's almost on film, you have to really lure the camera to you. You have to invite the camera into your world, and you have to be as nuanced and small with your performance as possible, but with more intensity. So when you learn how to be intense on the stage dramatically, it seems like you're doing more. And when you learn how to be intense for the camera, you do so much less. And you don't want to overact. You want to allow your emotions to almost be held in a little bit. So it took practice. It took a little practice. And for people telling me, oh, you're doing too much, it's too big. I remember working with Dan Lerner on a television drama. And he kept telling me that when you get excited, your eyes get big. You can't do that. You can't let your eyes get big. You have to get excited and just feel it inside.
The reason I get to speak with you today is because the film you star in, Stuck, directed and adapted for the screen by Michael Barry, is showing at the Woodstock Film Festival. This is a new musical film adapted from a stage musical. How did you learn about the project? How did you become a part of it?
I got a call from Michael after he reached out to my agents in regard to me reading the script. And after I read it, I got a call from him to discuss it. And I really liked it because of its subject matter, because of the story. You know, it's about six people on the subway who normally would never talk to each other. Some of them ride the same train every day to work and see some of the same faces if they wind up in the same car, which is the case for most people because they get off of the subway and get on at a certain entrance or exit. So I was intrigued by the story where people started to talk to each other because the car was stuck. And people certainly in those moments are waiting for their lives to begin again. Their lives have stopped because they're in transit in between one place and another. So I like that idea of being in transit. And what do we think about when we're in transit? And do we make contact when we're in transit in the New York City subway with anyone else? Most of the time, we don't. Even if we notice things that are going on with certain people or that person who's being hassled by the guy asking for money or another person who's being hassled because she's pretty and some guy is trying to, you know, come on to her, how we just ignore all that. I lived for years in New York, and it was always something that I thought about. And so when I read this particular script, Stuck, everything that I had thought about riding the subway for so many years was right there in the script. And besides that, there was a musical interlude that helped us to have some levity about the drama that was going on surrounding it. So I thought, this is an interesting piece. I like it a lot, and I really was excited to work on the film. It was a joy to work on the movie, especially because it was independent. It wasn't a big Hollywood movie, and we were able to really talk with a director who really directed the play first, and then this is a film, which was a worry to me, that it might just look like a play coming to the screen or putting the camera on a play, but it wasn't at all. Michael Barry's a wonderful filmmaker who was able to figure out how to be on the subway car, but also off of it in the independent storylines that weave through the film itself.
Your character, Lloyd, is a homeless man who's on the subway, and he starts the movie. We start to see the train car through his eyes because as a person who often rides the train all day long, so does notice the people who aren't noticing each other typically until they're in this special circumstance. How did you develop the character of Lloyd?
I really was fascinated by Lloyd because Lloyd could be an angel. Mm-hmm. Lloyd could be the person that facilitates people finally looking at each other and really starting to see each other as human beings again. For me, it was really to figure out the balance of menace and the balance of joy that Lloyd embodies. You know, he is someone who is observant of people and really respects human beings, yet, yes, he rides the subway all day, he's homeless and has no place to live. We don't get a lot about his story in the film. Mm-hmm. So for me, I started by thinking, oh, this guy is a bit of an angel. He's a bit of as Michael would always put it, that he's the maestro. So that all the things that are happening on the car have some relationship to Lloyd, in that did he conjure them up? Are they a part of his inner workings of his inner brain? What is it about Lloyd that's connected to all these stories? It's his observance and it's his compassion that has been living inside him day after day, day in and day out, riding the subway, hoping that people would make some deeper connection than they are. In preparing to do him, many times there's the dress, there's the clothing, and I was so inspired by the words that he says. All of his words have some weight, that I wanted to make him a guy who you could know there was some problem with him. He didn't have a home, but that he wasn't the kind of derelict, that he wasn't a drunk or a drug addict. So in tweeting the character, I started with a pair of shoes. I had to have the right shoes because Lloyd was lethe in his step and was really a person who, although seemed to be going nowhere, goes everywhere. So once I found a certain pair of shoes that really worked, that for me were old gentleman's shoes, could be, not just sneakers, not slippers, but they were the shoes of an old worn gentleman and the clothing of someone who had a lot of dignity and respect for themselves. Once I found that in combination with my thoughts about who he is and who he could be and how to sort of create a little mystery around that, then I was home free.
Do you find that people who may only know you from playing Gus Fring on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul or from The Usual Suspects or from other screen work would be surprised that you are such a fantastic singer?
I think that could be so. I mean, many people don't know that I have a musical comedy background and that I also love to sing. And the only time I get a chance to was in church. When I lived in Connecticut, I would sing every week in church to sort of keep my voice up and sing with the choir and sing solos. But I think people might be surprised that this person that they know is a dramatic actor also is a singer. It's what makes me good as a dramatic actor as well, because it's rhythmic. I came from a background that, as I described earlier, that was musical comedy, and it gave me a chance to link up my body with my voice and connect with the essence of what it is to be an all-around performer. And so it's allowed me as a dramatic actor in Breaking Bad and in Usual Suspects and some of the shows you mentioned to be more conscious of my physicality and how that physicality becomes music. To me, performing is music. So even if I'm only speaking words, that they also have a rhythm and they also have music about them.
Stuck will screen twice at the Woodstock Film Festival. You have been to the Woodstock Film Festival before. It is a relatively small but very comprehensive and esteemed festival in our region. What do you like about attending Woodstock?
What I like about it is in that Woodstock area, Woodstock, Red Hook, Upper New York State, there are many, many fabulous artists, filmmakers, directors, producers, as well as dancers and singers and musicians, because they're known for that in their history and the fabric of the community. And what I love about coming to Woodstock is that you see a lot of old friends who, you know, retired to the mountains and do their work from there. And you see other new friends who have a summer place there and get a chance to rest and renew in between their time on Broadway or making films in Los Angeles or other places. But what I like the most is that you encounter real people with real opinions about our world, who don't just fall into step behind someone else because that person seems smart. And that's my favorite thing about the Woodstock Film Festival. It doesn't stand on ceremony. It takes a chance at showing films that are different. Our film, Stuck, is certainly a very different movie. You know, we have this year an auspicious film, I guess that appeared last year, really, was La La Land, which was a Hollywood movie musical. You know, Stuck is the real version of that, is the New York gritty version of that. And I love that we're having a premiere at Woodstock, because I feel like the folks there will really get it and really appreciate it.
Giancarlo Esposito, thank you so much for your time today and for all of your work. It has been a great honor for me to speak with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure, and I hope that your audience will come out and see Stuck. I will be at both screenings, I believe, and it would be great to be received and talk about the film with a Q&A afterwards. And I believe we're going to have a musical interlude there as well. As our the person who did our score and wrote the songs, Tim is going to come up. Tim Young is going to come up, and Michael Berry will be there. So we'll have a little bit of fun besides just sitting in our seat watching the movie and then talking about the impact of it. We'll have a chance to sing together and enjoy life for those moments that we spend at Woodstock.
Giancarlo Esposito stars in Stuck, which will screen at the Woodstock Playhouse tomorrow at 7 p.m. and at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck on the 14th at 9:30 p.m. as part of this year's Woodstock Film Festival. The Woodstock Film Festival takes place October 11th through the 15th. WoodstockFilmFestival.com for more information. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.